This is Tom Bernard. Can't get enough of sports talk with Phil Mackey and Judd Zolgad? Tune in to the new Tom Bernard Show podcast Monday through Friday as Phil and Judd join me to discuss the latest sports headlines and whatever else comes to mind.
Just download the Tom Bernard Show app wherever you get your podcasts or visit TomBernardShow.com. It's another way to get more from me and Judd talking sports and having fun with Tom, and it's all at your fingertips. Download the Tom Bernard Show app now and join the conversation.
You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. TCL, America's fastest growing TV brand. It's Purple Daily.
You know, I thought we played with a lot of passion, a lot of heart. It's good to see the offense move the ball like they did, starting out the ball game. I thought defensively we played, for the most part, pretty well. We had a couple miscues in there, but overall I was pleased with the way we came out and fought.
That is Mike Zimmer back here on Purple Daily. Matthew Collar, Judd Zolgad in studio now. Jonathan Harrison producing as always. And I have an exercise for you right off the top of the hour, Judd. Are you prepared?
I don't know. What's the exercise?
Ready to go. That is to rank the teams in the NFC. I want to know where you have the Minnesota Vikings. So let's rank them. Who is the best team in the NFC? The worst teams don't matter as much to me. But if we can get the top five, six, seven teams in the NFC, I want to know where you think the Vikings sit.
Well, first of all, can I ask that the NFC East be kicked out? Can we just...
Yeah, it's not good.
Can we just relegate it to somewhere else besides the professional ranks?
Yeah, what's weird about that, the NFC East, is how good some of these teams have looked at times, and then also how horrendous.
Like Dallas. Which lost to the Jets.
The Jets.
Which is almost impossible to do in 2019.
There was some stat that I saw on Twitter that they had more yards, more time of possession, won the penalty battle, and won the turnover battle, and still lost that game. And they were the first team in like 90 games to lose one where they had dominated all these other parts of the game. But yet Dallas found a way because they didn't know how to pick up a blitz on a 2-point conversion. And it seems like they hate their coach. And of course, Dallas,
yeah, that's accurate.
Dallas is saying, oh no, there's no hot seat for Jason Garrett. But I don't know how that could not be the case. I mean, when you fall to 3-3 and you lose to a dude who just had mono, I think that's a pretty bad look.
By the way, last thing, how does Dan Quinn have a job right now?
I have no idea. Arthur Blank seems to be a really loyal dude, but this is excessively loyal.
You don't get to be a billionaire by being this loyal.
No, probably
not. Like if Dan Quinn had a Home Depot in South Carolina or something, Arthur Blank would personally go there and fire him because he'd be dragging it down.
The New York Giants have a better point differential than the Atlanta Falcons.
It's awful
at this point. And I mean, Arizona is no good, and they just went up and down the field. And if you're a defensive head coach, and this is your defense, you should be fired.
Yeah.
That's really pretty simple.
All right, so you want my rankings?
Let's start off. Do we got NFL music for everything?
Oh, we just don't only have everything. NFL music. We have top of the line.
Yeah.
Top notch.
It is some of the best.
All right, do you want me to start?
Yeah, let's start with...
I've got 10. I've got 10 for you. Do you want me to start at 10 and work up or work down?
Why don't you start at the bottom?
All right. Number 10, because, well, I guess I've got to include this a division, so I'll give you, starting at number 10, the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay. So it's basically 10 teams that are at very least in the mix here.
Yeah, 10 teams
that are... You eliminated all the teams that are already out.
10 teams that I'm not laughing at completely.
Okay.
Number 9, we saw them yesterday, and boy, they've got some deficiencies in their pass defense, but... The Philadelphia Eagles.
They will get their starting corners back eventually.
And they're not a dumpster fire. Their play calling was abysmal. Their quarterback, though, is great.
Yeah.
I love that guy. Number 9, the Eagles. Number 8. Shocking. Let's see. defensive coordinators had a whole summer to look at film of this guy and to break down what
he did.
Where
you're going with this.
And these people have no lives, so they don't care about their family, so they don't go on vacations. And when their wives and kids call, they don't pick up the cell phone because, damn it, they're breaking down film. Well, welcome to National Football League, Sean McVay. Number eight, the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah. You would have thought going into the season after a Super Bowl appearance that they would still be good. They didn't lose a ton of people. But we saw this with Atlanta, too. Atlanta went to the Super Bowl, had an unbelievable offense, and just naturally, and of course they lost Kyle Shanahan, but naturally things get harder for you. They don't get easier after you go to the Super Bowl unless you're the Patriots.
And any flaws that your team might have at that point are found out. Number seven, they play tonight, so we'll find out more, but I can't put them in my top five. The Patricias, the Detroit Lions. I think they might be okay, but I can't do it yet.
They might. They played a really good game against Kansas City before Patrick Mahomes hurt his ankle. He's been a little bit different since he got hurt in that game against Indianapolis. But I haven't decided yet how I feel about Detroit.
That's where I'm at.
If they get a win tonight, then I'm going to be talking about this game coming up for the Vikings as a huge, huge game.
Yes.
And potentially for the NFC North. And if Green Bay wins tonight, then they're still the team to beat.
Number six, and this could be debated, but I'm putting them at six now because I need to see at least one more, if not two more weeks, the Minnesota Vikings.
What does it mean to you that the Vikings have the second best point differential in the NFC, only to San Francisco?
It means ultimately, in my opinion, that their defense remains very, very good and holds teams down. Again, Matthew, you score 17 points in Chicago, you win that football game.
Yep.
Like that game now. If you had just watched that game and didn't know the score, it felt like, wow, did they lose by 27? Because that game felt so bad. But ultimately, that defense is damn good. So I think if in a month all of this has shifted to, the Vikings played pretty strong offensively and Cousins was fine, but let's talk about that defense. That's the conversation that the Vikings want us to have, right?
Yeah.
That's the conversation... If you go to Zim and be like, are you excited talking about run-to-pass ratios and Stephon Diggs and Cousins? He's like, hell no. I want to talk about my defense, my pride and joy. It's my favorite kid, right?
So who are the five teams better than the Minnesota Vikings in the NFC in your mind?
Subject to change very quickly. This is all very much week-to-week, heck, day-to-day, but this defense is still very good. Chicago Bears, five. But they could fall below the Vikings very quickly.
I just don't know how much stock to put into the loss to Oakland from Chicago because it's in London.
Correct.
It's just weird.
And I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either.
And so I can't comment. It's a weird loss, and Oakland in the game here looked like horse bleep. So that is subject to change very quickly. But right now, five is Chicago for me. Four is Green Bay. Seattle is three because... Man, Russell Wilson's special.
Just unreal.
He's calling his own plays yesterday. The headset goes out. He's like, I don't care. I don't care. Hey, you, catch the ball. two, the Niners, but not based on offense, based on defense.
They've allowed 64 points in five games.
And is this not the year that we expected last year?
Oh, totally.
Do you remember that? The 49ers are going to be really, really good.
And they might have been if Garoppolo hadn't gotten hurt, but that pretty much ended that. But their defense, if you draft enough high players on defense, I think the Minnesota Vikings have seen this, you can be good.
And then one, much to the chagrin of guys like Rami and much to the delight of guys like Matthew Collar, the Saints.
Yeah.
It just works. And the guy, no matter what you think about Teddy and how he throws the football and what he does, he wins football games. He took a Vikings team that probably had no business being in the playoffs to the playoffs and a missed field goal away from a first-round win in those playoffs.
Yep.
He's doing it again. If he's healthy, he wins games. Won the Saints.
And I didn't even think of the element of Teddy Bridgewater not having U.S. Bank Stadium, because as we watched Kirk Cousins play yesterday in U.S. Bank Stadium, I just felt like his confidence level was so super high right off the beginning of that game.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been very few games at U.S. Bank Stadium where it hasn't been. Maybe week 17 against Chicago is the only one I can think of where he looked really shook, and that was because of Chicago's defense. But he was standing in the pocket. He was making throws. He was rolling out. He just looked comfortable and confident. And you get the noise effect where, you know, you're building is not going to make much noise when you're on offense. You get all your calls out and you can be in complete control, and there's really not as much chaos as there is on the road. he looks great there. Teddy never had that and still won 11 games playing at a college football stadium. Exactly. And I think probably Blair Walsh makes the field goal if they're indoors, but I'm not sure about that. Because I saw him after, so I'm not sure about that.
That might have been mental.
Because he was a mess after that.
Yep.
All right, let's talk about these. I'm going to go through these one by one. Your teams that are better than the Vikings. Saints, I totally agree, because as much as I have great admiration for somebody whose leg almost was lost to injury and then comes back and goes 4-0. Drew Brees is probably, that's not a hot take, a better quarterback than Teddy Bridgewater because he's one of the great quarterbacks who has ever walked this planet. If they're able to win like this in some ugly games too, not just games where they score a bunch of points, but their defense is good enough, then I think that they can be and should be the Super Bowl favorite for sure when Brees comes back. That they are a strong defense, too.
Do you think 2019 Breeze takes that job back for sure?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Do you think that's a great idea?
I think it is. Yeah.
He was beginning to fall off last year. I love him. Don't get me wrong.
I know. Yeah,
that,
I know.
That to me, and your guy, Galvin, it's just there's some weird dynamics there that I appreciate.
If Breeze didn't have those same traits as an incredible leader and one of the best leaders that's ever been a part of any NFL franchise, then I would say, yeah, that could throw off the locker room dynamic. But we saw Teddy take on the backup role and help Case Keenum and help the wide receivers here. And I think that'll be just fine for him to transition right back into the backup role. Now, if Breeze doesn't play well, you've got a conversation because this team is so freaking stacked.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Michael Thomas is unstoppable. They've got a great offensive line. They've made a lot of things work. But the defensive side, to me, has been even more impressive what they've done over the last couple of weeks.
Because when it's been bad, it's been
super bad.
Awful.
So I don't disagree with you at all. And I'm projecting going forward that Drew Brees comes back, they get home field advantage, and then it's really on for them. You get home field advantage in the playoffs, especially at the Superdome. Your number two is San Francisco. Garoppolo is the one who he kind of falls into this weird Jared Goff, Kirk Cousins category. Maybe Dak Prescott's there too, where each one of them, if you told me the guy threw for 400 yards and four touchdowns, would be like, oh, good game. Wow, how about that? If you told me they threw for 120 and three picks and two fumbles, I'd be like, okay, that's probably the thing that can happen. They have the huge variance to their good and bad games. So far, Garoppolo's been pretty good. But that defense, I think, is going to keep winning.
That's the thing about it. Exactly right.
Yep.
That is the side of the ball that's so strong right now for them.
I can't decide how good Seattle actually is other than their quarterback.
I don't care anymore.
They're the Houston Texans of the NFC.
I don't care. The quarterback is so damn good.
The team is not that good, but the quarterback just makes you good.
Yeah.
That one.
Every game.
Yeah, that one. So if we're trying to plot this out based on how you think they are, the teams are, so you have Green Bay and Chicago both ahead of the Vikings at this moment.
Yes.
But could change even tonight if Green Bay loses to Detroit.
Yes, my 1, 2, and 3 are pretty locked in right now.
Yeah.
Starting at 4, I'm much more wishy-washy.
I guess I'm trying to figure out how this is going to go for the Vikings to either win the division, to be in the playoffs here. We know that one of the NFC East teams is going to win the division. I think the other one is just out of the playoffs, probably, between Philly and Dallas.
So there could be three teams from this division in the playoffs easily,
I think.
Because the division's really, really strong, but I don't think there's a great team in it.
But you have San Francisco and Seattle, 5-0, 5-1.
That's another one that could have three.
Both of those teams could go on to be 11-5.
The East should be out. The East should be out. Get them out.
AFC should be out.
Oh, yeah.
What a joke.
Well, let's go to the playoff structure where you don't have to take...
I know.
Let's go to a universal playoff structure.
I totally agree. This is the thing. I'm starting to feel like the last couple of games there of the season are going to determine everything with the Vikings. It's going to be... The NFC North is going to be won by a half a game because of a tie from the Detroit Lions, or it's going to be won by one game that happened at Lambeau Field when somebody threw an interception at the end on a throw that should have gone out of bounds.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Something like that.
Ignorance is bliss. Either, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Either San Francisco or Seattle is taking one of those wild card spots. Who's going to have the other one, and who's going to win the division? That's where it becomes very interesting.
Okay, so my top three are locked. After that, I am not sure of this.
Who do you think is going to win tonight?
I think Green Bay is, because the game's in Green Bay, and that's why. If this game was in Ford Field, I'd probably pick Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
But the only reason why, and this is not a convinced take, but I would pick the Packers based on the fact that I think they win because they're at home. I would say that Detroit traditionally does not play well there, but I don't think what Detroit traditionally does matters right now.
Yeah.
So I just think Green Bay wins.
Do you, if you're the Vikings, want Detroit to win or lose? I think the answer is weirdly win.
Well, sure. Yeah. Yes. On both counts. Why not? It helps you immediately. And if they win, it gives them,
because it messes with the Packers. That's they fine. Drop to being tied yes. with you, except for only
and then
ahead.
Detroit's confident, and you yeah. play them. Yes, that's absolutely fine.
Yeah,
but you're right. This is going to be a complete dogfight.
I don't think you want Detroit to be going back to Ford Field desperate,
right?
Feeling like they're sliding down the standings and their season's coming apart, and right. then oh man, we better beat the Vikings coming in here. All right. I had Jonathan ask me a couple of questions that have come across Twitter a bunch of times over the last 24 hours or so. How many hours? Yeah, about 24 since the Vikings kicked the Eagles' ass. And I want to run some of them by you, Judd, just about this offense and where we think it's going from here. Like, did we see a fundamental shift yesterday or just a team with no cornerbacks? We're going to be right back. You're listening to Purple Daily on Score North.
This holiday, whether you're making a Baker's Simple Truth turkey for 40 or a Murray's Baked Brie for two, Baker's has fast, fresh delivery and free pickup, so you can make holiday meals that bring you all together to create memories that last. Baker's, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Get more ways to save at the Buy 5 or More Save $1 Each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Baker's, fresh for everyone.